Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for Grudge Talk with the Wow Man. Call now 718-664-6134. 718-664-6134. It's Grudge Talk. Let's do it.
Having problems getting down the track due to transmission failure? Well, JRT Racing Transmissions is the place to go. 12337 Washington Square, Route 925, Waldorf, Maryland, 20601. Specializing in racing transmissions. Give John a call at 301-870-4566. That's 301-870-4566. And find out which racing transmission is right for your car. You can drop off at a Grudge Talk racing event and pick it up at the next one. JRT Racing Transmission.
Yeah, hold
on. Just a little ahead of the rest.
Hey, good evening. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio Grudge Talk. I'm your host, the Wild Man, Ron Thomas, and it is April the 8th, 2015, on a Wednesday. And we're going to get this show on the road right away. As you can see, I already called Jay Barnes. And Jay, how you doing, Jay?
Well, man, I'm doing good. I appreciate you getting me on. I know you got some good topics today. I mean, I'm reading your mind. You're bubbling over, Wild Man. So you got some good stuff.
Well, you know, a lot of things have been happening.
What
you know,
movie are you going to?
It always starts on the internet, and I'm going to kind of touch bases with that just a little bit. But the first thing I want to know is, how are things going with your points for the Grudge Racer of the Year?
Well, man, I'm glad you said that. Let me tell you, the ladies of Grudge Inc. have been doing an excellent job. No other than Shawanda, Q, and Miss Love. I can't. My mind went blank. I can't think of
Sunshine Love.
Sunshine Love, and also you know, up there in the Northeast. Let me add to that. You know. You also have out of Texas, you know, we got the lady, my mind went bad now, that works with Atomic Dog. They have been keeping up with the stats pretty good. And right now, you know, we will be posting the top, you know, as of the first quarter, you know, the first 3 months of the year, we'll be posting the stats as they stand, you know, for 2015, and we want everybody to know too that this is, you know, this is the official count. You know, this is the official. When we put this list, this ranking out, it is official. You know, and Wild Man, I don't know if you've seen it, that Grudge Racing is getting national recognition for the champions. You know, we have to thank Drag Illustrated for coming to the banquet, the national banquet, and they have posted and made it official, and you know, by most people's standards, that the winners have been accepted nationally. You know, they did a one-page article listing all the champions from 2014. So, you know, we really appreciate, you know, that they support what we do, and but wow, man, this thing is getting good now. You know, the people who are leading right now, you know, a lot of the, you know, there's a lot of people that people hadn't heard of. For an example, you know, there's a Pretty Tony out of Texas. I think right now his stats is 9-1 with a single, you know, with a team. And you got people like Bushnell. These are, you know, these people got some high ranking stats right now.
Let me jump in here right quick, Jay, and ask you a question. Now, you said Pretty Tony, you know, and you said how he's doing. Now, are you talking about, because got to get this straight, are you talking about guys that have competed in shootouts or grudge racing.
No. Let's keep it straight. We
okay.
give accolades. We give national accolades for grudge racing. Period.
Mm-hmm.
That's nothing against the shootouts. I think the shootouts have their place. I think they bring a lot of action. I think the fans love them. But, you know, we do grudge racing, and that's what we give our accolades for. So, people, I'm talking to you about grudge racing. Now, let me kind of give you some insight to things, you know. The former Grudge Racer of the Year, 2013, the 901 Bad Boys. At this point, now they have been racers and they have some stats, but they're not really high in the rankings that you would think they would be. If you go, you know, Donye, the Grudge Car of the Year, has no stats for 2015. Road Rat, no stats for 2015. Shorty, which would have been one of the better cars for the 901 camp, no stats. You know, I mean, there's just a lot of cars out here that's well known that hadn't, you know, at this point, you know, in the first quarter, really, you know. But that's, you know, it don't count to December. You know, it don't count to December 31st. So,
right. Okay.
As of the first quarter, you know. It looks a little unique right now. Go ahead, Wyman.
Okay. Now you were saying no stats. Is it because these cars have been running? They've been racing, but they haven't been grudge racing. They've been in shootouts. Is that because they don't have any stats?
Well, I mean, you know, one of the popular cars right now is Keith Szabo's car. You know, he's a fierce, no-time racer, but he has no stats.
Okay.
But now, when I was referring to Shorty was 901 camp. They don't have, they hadn't raced. Wayne, Never Scared Car, he's changed the name from White Trash. I don't know the new name now, but no racing. You know, Jimbo, 2015, no racing. You know, Chucky, I think Chucky right now came out. I think he may be, I don't have the stats in front of me. You know, Chucky right now, the little, you know, he's still a little soft. I think he may be 1-1 or 1-0.
Right.
I'm not sure. He 1-1. So he, but I'm just saying, when you say somebody like Chucky, who's considered, you know, national ranked car, and then when you count Pretty Tony out of Texas, who's not known at all, but Pretty Tony is, you know, 9-1, and Brian Davis at Chucky is 1-1. You know, that's, you know, as you close out the season, as you close out this first quarter, you know, these name brand cars got to step up. You know, they got to step up.
Right.
So, Wildman, have you taken time to go and look at the Drag Illustrated article that they did on grudge racing?
It's in my hand right now. You know,
and
one of them is, are you ready?
It's the latest issue. I think it has Steve Petty on the front cover.
On the front cover, right.
And, if you know, for the grudge racers, if you turn to page 56, it lists all the top award winners in 2014.
Mm-hmm.
And then it goes on, you know, the article is a well-written article that talks about grudge racing and the importance of grudge racing. It brings up the fact that Zimmerman and Team Z Motorsport and, you know, and how this industry is ready for a TV show. So the article is well written. I mean, we appreciate again, Drag Illustrated, for acknowledging what we do. And but Wildman, let me ask you this question: why is it, Wildman, that, you know, that the people that has won, that earned the award for 2014, and they are getting recognition by one magazine out of more than one, because Dragzine now has started sending drag coverage magazine, online magazine, Dragzine magazine now. They have all started sending photographers and reporters to the Grudge events. So, well, I mean, you see that this thing is actually picking up speed, but the one problem, Wild Man, is our own people, our own fans, our own racists don't like to see when we get public recognition. I mean, explain that to me, Wild Man.
Well, you know, I think the big problem is, you know, and I'm going to get a person on, hopefully, next week to explain what happens when we try to expand, you know, what turns people off, especially manufacturers and sponsors that really want to sponsor Grudge Racing. But when you go to them, you know, because I wanted to be in the sales department, when you go to them and you pitch them on Grudge Racing, and you have them listen to a show or tell them to go on the internet, go on the tube, YouTube, and pick out a Grudge Race. And when they click it on, they like what they see, but they don't like what they hear. And, you know, it's,
well,
you know, it's like they want to reach a mass majority of people, but they say they can't do it because of what they see and what they hear. You know, and so they don't want to change Grudge Racing, but they just don't want to be associated with it. You got major sponsors. You know, let me use an example. The race that they had at Valdosta, this the last one. You know, the crowds wasn't all that super, but look at the underwriters of the show. You know, that was the same thing with Orska. You know, but then they developed a great crowd following, but they had underwriters. You know, companies that said, okay, we want our product to be listed there, and we're going to pay you X amount of money to do it. But then, you know what I'm trying to say, Jay. And I'm trying hard to get a person to come on the show so that they can say what happened to the show that they were trying to produce. You know, it was so much infighting for that, and now we don't have nothing. You know, so we have to better control ourselves. You know, unless that's not what we really want. You know, we always say what we want to do, but we fail to ask the Grudge Racers, is this what you really want? Are you with me, Jay?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah, but why? I mean, it's not. You know, we are our biggest enemy. We are our biggest obstacle. And you know, we want it. We do want it. The Grudge Racers, our community, do want it. And but it, you know, it just that, you know, we lack the information. You know, we just, you know, I don't want to make it a show about bashing each other, but, you know, we just don't support what we do. We don't support it, you know. You know, I'm just saying, like, for an example, I'm giving a good example on why, man. In our community, if there was somebody running for mayor of the community, and if he was out of our community, then everybody will feel like, why he needs to be mayor, and we'll have 100 people running for mayor. And obviously, there can't be 100 people, and so the 100 people, the supporters that supported all these 100 people, would smear everybody. And so what would happen then, when somebody outside of our community come in, and And while these 100 are fighting each other and all their supporters are fighting each other, this one who comes in from the outside, he just stands and looks squeaky clean. And as an alternative to voting for left or right, everybody vote for that person. And we end up with a mayor who do not properly represent us, don't even know what we stand for. But we'd rather for him to be mayor than, one of the people that truly reflect our community. And that just goes back to our mentality. We have a bad mentality. We hate each other. We hate in our community. We hate each other, and it is reflected. It's reflected in the things that we do. Well, let me go down another road right quick, because then I'm have to get off. Let me say this. I want to talk about the young man that got killed. There's another young man that got killed last night. Young black man got killed running away from the police, and he got shot, 8 times in the back. But I want to go back to that community where the guy was standing in the road with his, they said his hands was raised. Some said it wasn't. I can't think of his name. What was his name?
In Missouri.
Now let me just give you a little insight where I tell you that we hate each other. Now let me tell you, I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about us. Our community hate each other. That community was 78% black. Right. And this ain't got nothing to do with race. Now I'm just talking about where a community. And they have continually elected a sheriff who was not from the community.
Right.
And then his staff that he hires is not from the community.
Right.
So what I'm saying is, if you got 78%, but we have so much distinction, so much hate toward each other, we won't even vote for Wild Man to be sheriff. We rather for somebody else on the outside of the community to be shared. Now, if you got 78% Wild Man, why shouldn't they, or why wouldn't there be a sheriff that reflects the community?
Yeah. Maybe they feel like they don't have anyone, qualified to run for the position.
Yeah, that's what they're going to say. Because we hate each other, Wild Man. The reason, we always going to tear down each other. Well, you ain't qualified. But we all know that person, whatever he started, he didn't know no more than nobody else. You see what I'm saying? Now, I'm out of Macon, Georgia. Our community, our city, was 70% black. And we have had multiple black people to run for mayor. We've only had one, and our city has been in greater than 70% black for over the last 30 years. And every time that a black person try to run, 100 black people run, because they can't stand to see another black person in a position.
Mm-hmm.
Now, so guess what happened? Our community have always been ran and administrated by somebody who did not reflect the picture of the community. So
right.
We end up, and that's what everybody says, that your leaders should reflect the community. That's true everywhere but in the black community. We hate each other so much, we'd rather pick somebody on the outside that don't reflect our community and have more hope in the person who's outside the community than the person who's inside of the community. That's what kind of hate we have for each other. And 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 well, I mean, it's represented all over the country this way.
Yeah, and
we
can't.
We should not be blaming that sheriff for doing what he do. We the one at 78%. We could have chose whoever we wanted to be the sheriff in that county. In other counties where the white population is 78%, their sheriff is white. Their mayor is white. Their city council is white. It ain't got nothing to do with racism. It's about having a governing body that represents your a constituency, that represents your community. If you got a city that's 50% black, 50% white, your city council needs to be 50% white, 50% black. That's what this democracy is supposed to say. It's supposed to represent the community. But only in our community that we always reach out to people on the outside. We got more hope on the people on the outside than we have hope for the people that's on the inside.
Right. Now, you know, what you have just said brings me to something that you said earlier. You know, when you were talking about the grudge racers with no points, and you threw in a racer that's not truly a grudge racer, and you said although he is one of the most, I don't think you said most feared, but you said, you mentioned Keith Szabo, he has no points. And, you know, while reading, you know, the article in Grudge, I'm trying to be very careful with what I'm saying.
That's what you just said.
You know, I don't see his name in there, you know.
Who's that?
Keith Szabo.
Oh, you mean for in the article for the
grudge race?
No. I mean, I don't even think he. I don't know now. I hadn't had that conversation with Zabo, but he is a. I have to give him credit. He is a fierce no time racer. Now, whether he's a grudge racer, I don't know. I hadn't got any stats on him, but I do know as a no time racer, he's probably one of the most feared. You know, as it relates to shootouts, I know for sure. I don't know if he.
So you're, like I say, you have a right to go back and make an amendment on what you're saying. You know, like you said, he is a feared no time racer. You know.
Yeah.
All right.
And he's a fierce no time racer. He's doing an excellent job. He's making the trip. Everything I hear about him. Nobody want to, you know, in a shootout, want to go up against him. I hadn't heard anybody trying to grudge race him or him trying to grudge race anybody. You know, the race that I would love to see, is Szabo versus Showtime, you know, twin turbo car, David Floyd. I'd like to see that race in a grudge race, not a shootout, a grudge race. Where both men have had the opportunity to shake down properly, and then let's see, let's see which one is the baddest man in the land, you know, and that's a grudge race that I would like to see, you know, that's a grudge race, you know, where they got their own money on the line, and you know, one thing about grudge racing too, when you put your own money on the line, it kind of changed the whole. It changed the whole game a little bit.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Jay Barnes. You know.
Yeah, it changed it now. You know, that changed.
I'm gonna stop you right there because you know I was listening to a show yesterday, and the reason why I listened to the show yesterday is because it's like we're going back to where we were with this internet. You know, And John does a great job with it, because whenever John catches up on something, he goes in and he knows who it is. And, you know, the thing about the internet now is that we know who's saying what, you know. And people call me and they funnel it over, and I listen to the show because I wanted to hear some comments about it to see if it was going to flow over to the show. Well, I heard the most feared grudge racer today was Keith Sable. And when he came on, the most feared grudge racer in his mind was a true grudge racer, you know. And he explained why he said that. You know, so, you know, we have a way, and people call me and ask me to, you know, oh, man, why did this happen? And I say, I don't know. I don't have the slightest idea. But the only thing I can do is render my opinion. And everyone has an opinion. And you just explained, you took away from me what I was going to ask. You know, you said he is one of the most feared no-time racers. And there is a difference. And you said because he runs in shootouts where they do not put up the times. So, you know, that was explained. You know, it's no need of us to elaborate on that any further. But, you know, I'm glad that you did that, you know, because there are some people that are listening right now that had called me and asked the question. And I said, like, the only thing I can do is call and ask. And when I say call and ask, I call Grudge Inc., because Grudge Inc., that's why I called you when the show first came on, because Grudge Inc. stands for Grudge Racers Incorporated, correct?
Yeah, you're right. You're right, yeah. Man. We appreciate that you called.
Yeah. And I read the article. The article is there, you know, and I hate to say this, but I don't want Drag Illustrated to get mad at me, but you can go online and look at the article. You know, and all you have to do is under your search calendar, just search for Grudge Inc. or whatever the topic is you want to look for. And they're doing a good job with it for grudge racing. But like you say, don't get it twisted now. There is, like you said, there is a difference between grudge racing and NT, no time racing, which has a lot to do with the shootouts. Crunch is a classic example. He's always saying, grudge racing for cash, or racing for cash, or some, I forget what his slogan is, you know. And I don't have anything to do with about a talk show host getting mad with someone and everything. But the only thing I have to say is, if Larry or John, JRT Racing Transmissions, is upset about, is his wife is upset with something I said, you know, or something she said, I'm going to leave that alone. I just was thinking about what I was getting ready to say. But anyway, you know, but Jay, you know, you're absolutely right. You know, we have to police ourselves if we want to be out there in the big light. You know, everyone has a spotlight over their heads, and it depends on what type of spotlight they want it to be. You know, so these talk shows are very powerful tools, and the videographers, they do a great job too, and they have a very powerful tool. But we shouldn't let the talk shows and the video shows keep us stagnated and keep us in one position when we're trying to move forward with it. And all you have to do is look at the real picture, the big picture. You know, if you're doing it just for the heck of having your name out there, or if you're doing it for revenue, you know, think about the revenue that you can generate if you give yourself some guidelines.
you know, if you think about more than just you, you know. I will go back to my shows, you know. I can put on the show where everyone was calling me saying, "Wow, man, how come Dog isn't on the show?" And Dog wasn't on the show because it was my show, and I wanted it to be like that. You know, I wasn't punishing him, but it was a personal thing. And when I got to the point where got a lot of background noise there, Jay. When I got to the point where it was not a personal thing, and I said, "Hey, I'm letting this personal thing interfere with my show," then, you know, I moved on with it. So, you know, we got to look at the big picture. You know, you say that, you know, you wanted to grow, and you use the thing about the mayor and the police chief. You know, it won't grow unless we all come together and come to say, that's why I said the point system. Come to say, this is the grudge racer of the year. Why? Because this is the way it came down on. The person is out there doing some business. So that's all I got to say, Jay. I got a big announcement that I'm going to make next week. I've been talking to some people about it, and I think it's going to be good for everyone involved, you know. But it's not going to be until next week. And I talked to the owner of the show, and everybody know who that is, you know, although you don't hear from him, but went over a couple of things with him. And I think it's going to be good. You know, I just got to put a couple of more things in place, and then we're going to go from there. All right, Jake? I know you muted your phone.
I'm all right. Well, I'm all right, Lonnie.
Yeah, and trust me, I ain't mad at nobody. You know, because, like I said, everybody's entitled to their own opinion. It's kind of ironic because people come to you and they're afraid to step up to the plate. Not afraid, it's just that they don't want to step up to the plate and say what's on their mind. Sometimes they want someone else to throw it out there and then they'll jump in, you know, but that ain't me. I'm about the information, and if it ain't no information that's going to do some good, I really don't even want to get into it. So that's the way I am, Jay, and you know that, and that's why I have you on and ask about how are the points coming up. Because if your points, if you don't keep stick with it, you know, stick with it regardless of what happens at a track. If it ain't no grudge racing going on, then you can't get no points.
That's true.
There's
true.
Always
but it's going good. Well, I mean, I just hope that a lot of our people that's grudge racing can just relax for a minute and work. You know, just start working together with all of us and stop being so critical about what they could do if they did this and if they did that. Just come in and help us out. And we promise to improve as we go. You know, we're getting a little traction. We're trying to, you know, we're trying to get in and make things better. We won't do everything perfectly, but, you know, at this point, the things that we're doing are being accepted, and we would love for the grudge community to come in and get with us and just make it, you know, better for all. So, Wow Man, I'm going to get off now. I appreciate you. Thank you again. Forgive me on, and if I offended anybody, I hope I didn't, but I just want things to be better.
Well, you know, like I said, you know, it's not a time, a limit on what you have to say, because I only planned on being on last week for about, 10 or 15 minutes, and I think I went a little bit longer, you know. And when I do the best of, I played the best of where we were talking about the pro mods. And I'll play a best of, I go back to 2008. And there are some shows that really will let you see just what you were saying, how they were coming together as a unit, you know, as a community. And then it all fell apart, you know. But I really feel like it's coming back together. But we just got to look in the mirror
not in the dark, because I'm not going to preach about that.
Yeah.
But anyway, just think about each other, you know. And the thing about it is, if you feel like you want to do something in your heart, then do it. Don't let somebody else sway you. Because in the long run, you'll be sitting in the dark by yourself. All right, Jake, you say you got to go. I was trying to stretch it to 30 minutes, but I don't think we're going to do it. But, you know.
All right, well, yeah, I got to go this time. And I look forward to seeing you next week.
Hold on 1 second. Let me see if there's anybody want to say anything. If you do, push the one button. If not, I'm going to be out of here and let Jay be gone. So we got about 10 seconds. And if don't no one push the one button, Jay, I'm going to say, hey, man, it's been fun, but I got to run. And don't forget, the cheap one is for sale. Fresh motor, one pass on it. Didn't even get the water hot. The temperature didn't even rise none. Everything is new from the crank up, you know. Had a cleanup bore on it, and it is ready to go. And like little Mo told me,
wow, man, if you just go ahead and take that big tire off and take the wheelie bar off, that car will be competitive as a 29-inch tire car. So until next time, like I always say, hey, I'll see you at the races.
You're listening to Grudge Talk Radio with the Wild Man.
Good night, and remember, the world is full of winners and losers. Here's hoping you're one of them.